Today's podcast is brought to you by my favorite new protein powder, Clean Lean Protein by NewZest.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 56, Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health and Wellness. This podcast is perfect timing because May is an ideal time of the year to remind people about nature's bounty of colorful fruit and vegetables. Because there's so many to choose from in the spring and summer. Also, buying fresh veggies and fruits in season saves us money. So today we will discuss why a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables can improve our health, and we will identify some of the most outstanding players. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, the website, the podcast, and our large community of health and wellness community members on Facebook, which is over 310,000 strong. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan to join our community. Also, please follow me on Instagram @ordinaryvegan. And #ordinaryvegan if you create any of my recipes. I love seeing your photos. Before we begin today's podcast, I want to mention a couple of things I've been doing to honor the planet since Earth Day. Even though I believe my vegan lifestyle celebrates the planet every day, there are still so many things I am trying to accomplish. And if you guys have any advice or feedback, I would greatly appreciate hearing it. My first challenge has been to reduce my plastic use. As we talked about in podcast number 52, How to Protect the Environment Starts with You, we are producing about 300 million tons of plastic waste every year, and over 60% of that plastic is ending up in landfills or in our natural environment, like our ocean. Not only is plastic polluting our ocean, microplastics are being found inside the fish that swim in our oceans. Microplastics are defined as small pieces of plastic, and they are working their way into the creatures that live in the ocean, which means these ocean microplastics are entering our food chain and ultimately our bodies if we eat fish or even sea salt. For example, 1 kilogram of sea salt can contain over 600 microplastics. So if you eat 5 grams of sea salt per day, which is 1 teaspoon, this would mean you could be consuming 3 microplastics a day. At any rate, I want to reduce my contribution to plastic pollution, so here are a few things I have done. One of the first things I did was switch to bamboo toothbrushes in glass jars of powdered toothpaste. It is estimated that 400 million toothpaste tubes are discarded every year just here in the United States. And on a global level, that number raises up to about 1.5 billion discarded toothpaste tubes. There are many eco-friendly toothpaste companies now making powdered toothpaste in glass jars. I love the glass jars with wired latch lids because when you're done with them, just wash them and use the container as a reusable glass storage jar. I have entirely stopped buying items like water bottles that are plastic. No matter how thirsty I am, if I can't buy water in a bottle, I don't buy it. I also switch to bamboo straws, and I avoid any single-use items like paper or plastic cups, plates, and disposable tableware. Oh, and I also found reusable bamboo travel utensils online. So when I do takeout and I don't have access to regular tableware, I take out my bamboo travel utensils. I bought reusable zipper and snack bags for storing foods and paper snack and sandwich bags. I also realized that when I went to the dry cleaners, I was leaving with my clothes in plastic. But I asked them not to put them in plastic anymore, and they said no problem. Easy fix. At any rate, it might not sound like much yet, but reducing my waste is my number one goal for 2019, and every day I learn something new. And if you guys have any additional suggestions, I would love to hear them. Oh, and one last thing about plastic. Last week, it was announced that scientists found an edible mushroom that eats plastic and could help clean our landfills. Yes, you heard me right. An edible mushroom that eats plastic. Not only does it destroy plastic, but it can also survive without oxygen. It was actually discovered in 2012 by some Yale University students. It is a rare species of mushrooms from the Amazon rainforest that is capable of subsisting on a diet of pure plastic before converting the human-made ingredient into purely organic matter. It might sound absurd, but it's true, and someone is working on the prototype right now. I will include a link to a video that shows how it works. Now, let's talk about those colorful fruits and vegetables that are bursting with nutrients and how they can improve our health. I read a surprising statistic the other day. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 90% of Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. The CDC recommends 2 cups of fruit per day and 3 cups of vegetables. The nutritional checklist that I use calls for 3 to 5 servings of vegetables per day and 4 half-cup servings of fruit per day. As a reminder, I will post the Ordinary Vegan's daily nutritional vegan checklist in this week's podcast notes. And consuming enough fruits and vegetables as part of an overall healthy diet reduces the risk of many chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, some cancers, and obesity. So first, some overall tips. Colorful is good. The deeper, the better. The fruit's immune system lies in the skin in the form of dark phytonutrient pigments. These pigments protect the fruit from environmental stressors like the sun's UV rays and insects. They also give fruits their powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. And don't be afraid of tart fruits and vegetables, because the tartar, the better. Some plants contain phytonutrient compounds that impart a sharp taste to the fruit to ward off predators. But these tart compounds can indicate a richer storehouse of powerful antioxidants. And I know it's more expensive, but organic means more antioxidants. On average, organic fruit and vegetables contain 20 to 40% more antioxidants than conventionally grown non-organic plants. You will also be avoiding hundreds of pesticides when you buy organic. All fruits and vegetables are extremely healthy and contain vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants. But some are even healthier than others. So we will also point out some of the most outstanding players in the vegetable and fruit world. Let's begin with my favorite, blue and purple vegetables and fruits. The various fruits and vegetables that fall into the blue and purple category are eggplant, blueberries, blackberries, figs, purple cabbage, beets, purple cauliflower, purple potatoes, purple yams, elderberries, and my favorite fruit, plums. The blue and purple color is due to phytonutrients known as anthocyanin, which is a flavonoid. Like I mentioned before, plants produce these phytonutrients to protect themselves from attacks from insects and damage from light. When consumed, these phytonutrients are powerful antioxidants which promote health and helps prevent disease. The purple and blue group also contain vitamin C and fiber. The outstanding players in the blue-purple category include my favorite brain foods, blueberries and grapes. As we talked about in previous podcasts, the antioxidants in blueberries can have a protective effect on your brain. For example, eating blueberries has been shown to improve memory and cognitive powers in older adults. Purple grapes are also brain food. They are high in resveratrol, which helps provide nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide causes blood vessels to relax and helps blood flow. Resveratrol also interferes with the forming of plaques called beta amyloids, which are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. So, if you're studying for an exam or need a clear, focused mind for your workday, I recommend starting your day with a brain-boosting purple grape and blueberry smoothie. Just combine 1 cup of organic, frozen, or fresh blueberries with 1/2 cup of seedless frozen black grapes, 1 frozen of fresh banana, 1 cup of almond milk. You could also add a scoop of clean, lean protein if you want, and just blend and enjoy. The last blue and purple plant I want to mention is black raspberries. A 2011 study showed that consuming 60 grams of black raspberry powder slowed the growth rate of colorectal cancer cells. And that happened in only 2 to 4 weeks. The findings were published in an issue of Cancer Prevention Research. Building on previous research, the scientists found that black raspberries have an astonishingly high antioxidant, anti-cancer, anti-neurodegenerative, and anti-inflammatory properties that can help prevent colon cancer. They are also among the highest foods in something called anthocyanin, which gives black raspberries their deep, dark color. Research has linked anthocyanin with improved vision, cardiovascular health, memory retention in old age, and a reduced risk of hypertension. The season for black raspberries is generally a short one. It usually begins in early July and only lasts for 2 to 3 weeks, so stock up. Berries freeze well and can be used frozen for smoothies, and you can also buy fresh frozen organic black raspberries. Before we discuss red fruits and vegetables, I would like to take a minute to tell you about something that I have been really enjoying. It is called Clean Lean Protein by NewZest. A lot of you have been asking for my recommendation on vegan protein, and this is the protein powder I would recommend. My favorite flavor is smooth vanilla, and I like to combine it with almond milk, berries, and a banana for a quick protein smoothie. NewZest has arranged a special offer for the Ordinary Vegan community, and you can now get 15% off your order of any regular priced product. To get your special offer, go to newzest.us/OV15. That's newzest, newzest.us/OV and the number 15. It's available right now. Now let's talk about red fruits and vegetables and the power players in that group. Examples of red fruit and vegetables include vegetables like red peppers, rhubarb, tomatoes, red onions, red beets, and fruits like strawberries, raspberries, red apples, cherries, grapes, and watermelon. The red color in fruits and vegetables are due to the presence of lycopene. Lycopene gives tomatoes, apples, strawberries, beets their deep red color. Lycopene has been found to reduce the risk of cancers of the prostate and pancreas. Lycopene can also protect against oxidative damage like pollution and secondhand smoke. In addition to lycopene, most red fruits and vegetables are loaded with powerful, healthy antioxidants that can help fight heart disease and decrease the risk for stroke and macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of blindness in people aged 60 or older. Now let's talk about some outstanding players in the field of red fruits and vegetables. Let's start with strawberries, which are in season right now. They have many standout qualities, including being helpful for pregnant women or women trying to get pregnant because they contain folic acid, which is known to decrease the risk of certain birth defects. Folic acid is a form of water-soluble B vitamin. Folic acid is very important for red cell formation. So if you have problems with anemia, eat lots of strawberries. Strawberries are also a good source of the antioxidant powerhouse vitamin C, which can boost your immune system and keep you well when everyone else may have a cold or the flu. The body is not able to make vitamin C on its own, and it does not store vitamin C. Therefore, it is important to include plenty of vitamin C-containing foods in your daily diet. Always remember that getting your vitamin C from food works much better than getting it from a supplement. There has also been some studies that has found strawberries may help prevent and even help reverse esophageal cancer. That beautiful red fruit is definitely a red superfood. Sometimes I will make a sweet and simple strawberry salsa by combining strawberries instead of tomatoes, red onions, a little jalapeno, cilantro, and the juice of a fresh lime. You can use this salsa with chips or served over some grains. Next are cherries, which are my favorite, and they are in season at the end of the month. I buy them frozen year-round. They come in tart and sweet is usually available first. Cherries are rich in vitamin C as well as potassium, which can help maintain a lower blood pressure level. This fruit also contains many antioxidants and anti-inflammatory agents and can help alleviate a variety of ailments and even asthma symptoms. And make sure you're buying those tart cherries too, because remember, the tarter, the better. I like to buy tart cherry juice because, according to some research studies, tart cherry juice decreases oxidative stress in older men and women because it is high in anthocyanin. Oxidative stress plays a role in the aging process. Fresh cherries do go bad quickly, so keep them cold and dry and refrigerate them in an open container. Wait to rinse them just before eating. The last power player I want to mention is watermelon. People tend to underestimate the health benefits of watermelon, but watermelon is rich in a particular phytonutrient called citrulline. Citrulline is a non-essential amino acid. Your kidneys change citrulline into nitric oxide, which is that compound that's very important for heart and blood vessel health. Like we mentioned earlier, nitric oxide helps keep your blood flowing, and this can help with many problems like heart disease and even erectile dysfunction. Watermelon also has a phytonutrient called lycopene, and the bioavailability of lycopene from red-fleshed watermelon appears to be greater than the bioavailability from red tomatoes. That just means it works better and faster in your body. Watermelon is also high in vitamin C, so never underestimate the health benefits of eating watermelon. On the red vegetable side, red peppers are one of the healthiest foods you can eat. They are extremely high in vitamin C and vitamin A. As a matter of fact, there is no better way to get your vitamin A. Vitamin A is important for vision, the immune system, and reproduction. Vitamin A also helps the heart, the lungs, kidneys, and other organs work properly. Red peppers are also low in calories and high in folate. I have the best red pepper soup recipe with crunchy garbanzo beans. So let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and create one of my favorite soups. All you need is a third cup of vegetable broth for sautéing and an additional 3 cups of vegetable broth for the soup. You also need 4 large red bell peppers that have been seeded and diced. You could also use bottled roasted red peppers to save time. You need 1/2 medium onion chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 4 plum tomatoes chopped, 1 bay leaf, a pinch of saffron, salt, and fresh ground black pepper to taste. Also, some chopped fresh basil for serving, but that is optional. All you do is heat the vegetable broth in a medium soup pot. Add the onion, garlic, and red pepper and saute until the vegetables are soft, approximately 5 minutes. Add the tomatoes and saute for another 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the saffron, the bay leaf, vegetable broth, and salt and pepper to taste. Bring the broth to a simmer and cook for approximately 30 minutes. Remove from the heat, let cool, and remove the bay leaf. Transfer the mixture to a blender or food processor and process until just smooth. Be careful not to overprocess so it keeps its beautiful red color. Return it to the soup pot and heat it through. Ladle into soup bowls and top with a mound of roasted chickpeas and some fresh chopped basil. The garbanzo beans are also simple to prepare. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, combine 1 13-ounce carton or can of cooked garbanzo beans that have been rinsed, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/2 tablespoon of paprika, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and the juice of 1 lemon. Place the garbanzo beans in a single layer on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Bake for approximately 25 to 35 minutes or until the garbanzo beans are crunchy and roasted. Be careful not to burn and shake the beans for even cooking every 10 minutes. That is it. Red bell pepper soup with crunchy garbanzo beans. The recipe link will be in this week's show notes. Now, let's talk about orange and yellow fruits and vegetables. Yellow and orange fruits and vegetables get their colors from lutein, zeaxanthin, and carotenoids. Many people think of lutein as the eye vitamin because lutein is considered a very important eye nutrient. Examples of orange and yellow fruits are oranges, lemons, mangoes, pineapple, peaches, cantaloupe, and papayas. Orange and yellow vegetables include corn and carrots and golden beets, and my favorite, sweet potatoes. Orange and yellow fruits and vegetables are rich in three very special nutrients: vitamin C, carotenoids, and beta carotene, which converts to vitamin A within the body. Vitamin A is very important for healthy vision and cell growth. Some outstanding players are orange and yellow citrus fruits because citrus fruits can help increase blood flow. Consuming flavonoid-rich citrus fruits can also decrease inflammation in your body, which can improve blood flow and produce nitric oxide, just like watermelon. For example, if you tend to get cold hands and feet, eating an orange a day may help because it helps keep the blood flowing, which also may reduce your risk of stroke. Cantaloupe is one of my favorite orange fruits, and the sweetest, ripest cantaloupe is available from June until August. The only problem with cantaloupe for me is that it has to be perfectly ripe to taste good, so choosing the right one is very important. The best way to pick a cantaloupe is by smelling it. The fruit should have a sweet, slightly musky scent, and a ripe cantaloupe should feel heavy for its size and has a rind that resembles raised netting. You should also check the stem and make sure that it yields slightly when pressed with your thumb. As far as orange and yellow vegetables go, I have mentioned this in previous podcasts. There is an island south of Tokyo called Okinawa. The island's population is known as one of the longest living people in the world. Not only do they enjoy the world's highest life expectancy, they also stay active well into the 80s and 90s and have one of the lowest rates of dementia in the world. And 32% of their diets are centered around beautiful sweet potatoes. So never underestimate the power of a sweet potato, and I recommend at least 3 a week. The easiest ways to consume them is to bake them and stuff them with your favorite vegetables. Next are green fruits and vegetables. Green vegetables like spinach, broccoli, kale, and Brussels sprouts get their green color from chlorophyll. This pigment is known to absorb light in the red and blue parts of the light spectrum and reflects the remaining color, which is mostly green. Chlorophyll plays an important role in making all plants green and healthy, and plants couldn't live without it. Chlorophyll also has vitamins, antioxidants, and therapeutic properties. Studies have shown that chlorophyll decreases the risk for cancer development because it cleanses the liver. It is also a powerful anti-inflammatory and has been found to speed up wound healing and protect skin. Green fruit and vegetables include kale, avocado, romaine lettuce, asparagus, edamame, peas, green grapes, green apples, kiwi, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, and leafy greens like spinach. An interesting finding published by the Institute of Food Technologies is that chlorophyll content decreases when green vegetables are cooked, thawed, after being frozen, or when they start to spoil. For example, the amount of chlorophyll in spinach was decreased by about 35% after it was thawed and another 50% after it was boiled or steamed. So, to consume the most chlorophyll, try eating more raw green vegetables and fruits, or just lightly cook your vegetables using low temperatures. My outstanding Green Player Award goes to spinach, which has the highest content of chlorophyll. 1 cup of spinach has 23 milligrams of chlorophyll. So if you really want to get your greens and chlorophyll on, I suggest a raw spinach salad. Then top that salad with a rainbow of fruits and vegetables like sliced strawberries, blueberries, cucumber. And then top it with my oil-free lemon poppy seed dressing, which is simple to prepare. Just add 1/2 cup of fresh lemon juice, a clove of garlic, 1/2-inch knob of chopped ginger, 1.5 tablespoons of maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, a touch of salt, ground black pepper, and 6 tablespoons of water. Add all the ingredients into a blender or food processor and process until smooth. Then sprinkle 1 tablespoon of poppy seeds into your dressing. Healthy and delicious oil-free lemon poppy seed dressing. The very last rainbow color I want to mention is white. White vegetables and fruits include cauliflower, potatoes, corn, parsnips, turnips, mushrooms, onions, bananas, white peaches, and nectarines. They may not be the brightest of our rainbow fruit, but never bypass white vegetables and fruits because you would be missing out on some powerful health benefits. Fruits and vegetables, which are white in color, are an important source of key nutrients like fiber, potassium, and magnesium. For example, cauliflower and turnips are part of the cruciferous powerhouse, and they are high in glucosinolates, which play a protective role against cancer. The next outstanding player are mushrooms. You may have been noticing that mushrooms are having a moment and are turning up in everything from powders to extracts to chocolates and even shower gel. Cultures around the world have used mushrooms medicinally for thousands of years. One of the best studied type of medicinal mushroom is called turkey tail, named because it grows in autumn color rings resembling feathers. Turkey tail mushrooms are packed with antioxidants, and of course, foods rich in antioxidants can reduce inflammation. Turkey tail mushrooms also contain prebiotics, which help nourish helpful bacteria in the gut. But it isn't just turkey tail mushrooms. All mushrooms are packed with nutrition. They are low in calories and a good source of fiber. They provide many important nutrients, including potassium, copper, and vitamin B. They also provide protein. 1 cup of raw white button mushrooms has 3 grams of protein with only 21 calories. It also has 305 milligrams of potassium. Potassium is an important mineral to maintain several bodily functions, like helping the heart muscle to beat properly and regulate blood pressure. So fill up on mushrooms. Personally, I just like to saute them and serve them over brown rice with a leafy green. Onions and garlic contain antioxidant compounds called polyphenols. Foods rich in polyphenols help control chronic inflammation, which plays a role in all chronic diseases. The last thing I want to mention is white potatoes. White potatoes are an excellent source of vitamin C. White potatoes has more potassium than a banana and a good source of B6. It is also fat-free and has only 140 calories per serving. Yes, it is a starch food, but starch foods are a good source of energy. Purdue University conducted a scientific roundtable back in 2012 called White Vegetables, a Forgotten Source of Nutrients. And they provided a substantial body of evidence to demonstrate how the inclusion of white vegetables, such as potatoes, can drive increased consumption of vegetables among children, teens, and adults in the United States. So don't forsake the white potato. Dr. John McDougall has built a health and wellness plan and helped reverse heart disease with a starch-based diet. And Dr. McDougall believes white potatoes are pillars of worldwide nutrition. You can hear the interview I did with Dr. McDougall in podcast number 41, The Starch-Based Diet with Dr. John McDougall. Okay, I think we covered it, and I hope you learned some reasons why eating the rainbow is important for optimal health and wellness. Thanks so much for being here today. Thanks to our sponsor, Clean Lean Protein by Newsist. I will include a link to their special offer in the Ordinary Vegan show notes. Oh, by the way, I celebrated my 8-year plant-based anniversary on May 1st. And it's so hard to believe it's been that long. I haven't been perfect, but I am proud of my journey, and I am so grateful I get to share it with all of you. Your support and your kindness is what keeps me going, and I appreciate you all so very much. You can find all my recipes and podcasts at ordinaryvegan.net. You can also find my line of organic, vegan, and all-natural CBD oil from hemp on my website. There is a tincture, a beautiful-smelling pain cream, and capsules. Also, I just published a very informative graphic on how CBD works within the endocannabinoid system for overall health and wellness. I will put a link in this week's show notes. Many of you have reached out to me about your lack of sleep and waking up many times during the night, and I'm happy to say that CBD oil from hemp may be able to help with your sleep. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.